I liked living in Santa Monica when I first came to town. I was younger then, and falling in and out of love was easier. I liked the little hotel room I had, and the noisy band downstairs, and the footsteps that went along the corridor outside after the lights were out. I loafed about the beach all day, making wishes and meeting lovers, and playing games with stray children. And I was happy then, though I thought I was unhappy. It seemed to me the sun would never go down in those days, and when it finally did, I'd sit in my hotel room till the lively hour at the neighborhood bar began. That was a wonderful time. Every girl had big eyes, and a glass of red wine was the price of admission to a long night of being wanted. The woman with the coral beads and the bandana tied behind her head began to hum in low tones, barely audible above the jukebox. The men with weathered faces and weathered jeans began to eye the lone sailor sitting by the window. The waitress spilled coffee on an old man who merely shrugged. And every time the door was open, all eyes went to it, like stars that moved toward a constellation. And then you were there, and it was different. And I, who had been sitting by myself, disinterested in everything, saw you. And God, you were all woman, and all wonderful to know. He wants you, I can tell. He rises quietly in the night, enveloped by a warmness all his own. Don't disappoint him. He wants you. Again the autumn season starts, as brown October rears its head. The lonely girl after school waits on the corner for the bus to come, taking in everything with her hazel eyes. Remembering the blue August skies and boys she frolicked with along the beach, she waits, clutching books and clutching memories. People come and people go, children laugh and whistle private tunes, and no one knows or understands the fading memories that lurk in the hazel eyes of a girl with a fading tan who waits on the corner for a bus to come.